The statistics are staggering. The Scientist magazine reports 23,000 people in the U.S. die every year from infections caused by drug-resistant bacteria, and the infections account for an additional 8 million days patients spend in the hospital. Cincinnati Children's Hospital is doing something about it, and infectious disease specialist Dr. David Haslam is leading the effort.
We're facing sort of a crisis, not just at Cincinnati Children's, but nationwide, in that the drugs we've always relied on to treat infections are becoming less and less effective.
Why? We use them too much. And it's not only in people, but in farm animals to promote growth and prevent disease. Dr. Haslam says for pretty much any antibiotic that has been developed, and there have only been 5 new kinds in the last 45 years, bacteria have become resistant to it. Drugs like penicillin, meropenem, ciprofloxacin, and gentamicin are not as effective.
It's a trade-off because we know that sometimes those bacteria can cause serious infections, so we want to treat very aggressively. But the more we treat, the more likely it is that the germ will become resistant.
Children's has a plan, and it involves a computer program called Vigilance. It's been up and running since last year, checking patient records for such data as infections and antibiotics prescribed, and gives Dr. Haslam information that could lead to patients getting less medication or different drugs. We sit down at his computer, and he shows me how it works.
Here we can see a notification on a child that's growing a bacterium from her bloodstream. That's, of course, a very serious infection and something we'd want to know about right away. And so Vigilance tells us that. And depending on how long it's been since that germ started to grow, we may have information on which antibiotics are most effective against the germ.
When there are opportunities to decrease antibiotics, they are pushed out to pharmacists, not forced, according to pharmacist Dr. Josh Corder, the second member of Children's Antimicrobial Stewardship Program.
So there are other institutions that use what some people term as the antibiotic police approach, which is the restrictive approach where you have to get permission to use broad-spectrum antibiotics. Whereas here, we're trying to go with more of a collaborative approach. And once we have the data available, we see if the culture has grown or not after a few days, then we'll actually take a second look at the patient and give advice based on actual data that we have.
Vigilance sends a message to the pharmacist about possible options. The pharmacist then has a discussion with a team of doctors and nurses, and together they decide if changes to medication can be made. Of special concern is MRSA, a potentially serious infection caused by a strain of staph bacteria that's become resistant to antibiotics. Children's can see what organisms are growing in the blood and rule out MRSA.
And so for those patients, they actually have a clinical benefit if you switch them to something less broad spectrum than vancomycin. So if you use something like cefazolin, which is a cephalosporin, it actually can improve the ability for you to treat the infection.
Corder and Haslam say Vigilance is on its way to meeting these goals: decrease the use of antibiotics, decrease C. diff, short for a bacterium that can cause symptoms ranging from diarrhea to life-threatening inflammation of the colon, and reduce hospital costs and hospitalizations. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.